starting my debut out with losing in pro and pro for the Bulls. But, you know, it happens. We're going to come back. We're going to work hard. We're going to talk it out tonight. And, you know, hopefully I can leave the summer league with a winning record.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, that the points were there, some rebounds were there. But you obviously are a guy who's going to be vocal out there as well. Is that something you try to do consciously, or is that just kind of how you are?
You know, Coach Vinny said it's a skill to learn how to talk. And I'm just working on that skill, you know. I try to stay vocal for my teammates, let them know what's going on, because I can see more than they can. And that was my main focus, defense, try to talk. You know, I got scored on more than I would like to have. But, you know, like I said, I'm going to work on it and try to shut it down tomorrow.
What things are you working on right now?
Just defense. You know, where I come from on the wing, is I can never drive left, even though I love driving left. But, you know, it just comes with trust. I'm glad to Coach trusted me enough to let me run a lot of ISOs, and he puts the ball in my hand a lot. And, you know, I love that kind of trust, and I think I earned it, and I'm just glad to have his blessings.
How interested are you in the future and a career in fighting after basketball's done? How interested are you in a career in fighting after basketball's done?
You know, fighting is fighting. I did it all my life, but right now it's a new chapter. I'm going to try to write this chapter, and then whatever happens, happens, and, you know, I'll start on to the next chapter.
You're going to plan on keeping your skills, you know, sharp, even though I'm sure basketball training in the especially in the NBA is probably a lot different. Do you still plan on keeping your skills sharp?
You know, right now I'm just focused on keeping my skills sharp on defense, man. that's it, and I worry about the other things. It's like riding a bike. Fighting's like riding a bike. It's gonna be easy to get back into it. So when it's time for me to get back into it, I will. Until then, I'm just going to keep grinding out here on the hardwood.
Got to ask, when you're here this weekend for UFC 100, did you make a point to get here to watch it?
Oh, no, sir. I seen it on pay-per-view, though.
Yeah, you made sure to watch it?
Yes, sir.
What was your favorite part of it?
Brock. Yeah. I like Brock's swag, man.
Yeah.
He's a crazy dude. Big old country bumpkin dude. He's serious, though.
So what do you think? What do you think of what he did after the fight?
You know, uncharacteristic, but that's his swag. You have to be nasty in the cage. You don't want somebody coming up challenging you. You see that. Would you want to challenge him? You know? Exactly. So that's probably why he did it. And, you know, I respect it. But at the same time, his character wasn't very well. He didn't have to say some of the things he said. But some of the things he said put fear in people's eyes, man.
Who's your favorite fighter?
Richard Henry. Successful field goal. I'm going to have to say Frank Mir, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. He could fight up top. He could choke you out. He could do it all. That's kind of like my basketball game.
Anything for the folks in Phoenix who passed on you? The Suns passing on you.
Am I what?
Any words for the folks in Phoenix for passing on you, taking Earl Clark out of you?
Oh, no, sir. Earl Clark is a great player, one of my good friends. And, he's a skilled player. He's a great player. And I think they picked up somebody great, you know. It's what they were feeling like. And I respect the decision. Earl Clark plays hard, and he's going to be great for him. You know, we was talking yesterday. I can't wait to see him play as a Sun. So I'm happy for him.
Anthony Randolph just said he came up to you at the free throw line. He said he admired your game.
Yeah. Oh, great player. Works hard. Gets to the free throw line. Very tough. He's very fast, and he handles the ball well for his size.
Watching you, look like you have a real perimeter-oriented game. You have tremendous ball handling. You're really killing guys off the dribble. On the Bulls, it looks like you might have more minutes available at the four. How do you feel you'll fit into the rotation this season?
Wherever they put me, that's my spot. I'm going to work hard to get in the rotation. If they put me at the post, then I'm going to run the post. If they put me at the wing, then that's what it'll be. I'm just happy and blessed to be where I'm at right now.
5 years from now, what player starting the league would you say you'll be similar to?
I'm going to say Carmelo Anthony, Paul Pierce.
That'd be awesome.
Yes, sir. You know, I got a lot of respect for the game. I just got to keep working.
How rare do you think you're totally good, good inside outside packages at your size? You know, do you have any grasp on that?
I'd probably say a C plus.
Yeah. Alpha the Nuggets, number 13.
Needs work, man. I need work. That's what it is.
Second personal. 13.
Kind of an unknown. A lot of wouldn't know.
Just at the line.
Kind of late in the college season.
I like where I'm at, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm blessed. That's what it is. I'm not worried about who sees me and who don't. I'm playing basketball for me and the love of the game, and it's good not to sign 100 autographs when I'm walking into these places and things like that. I love just going up to my room, being a regular dude. That's what I want to be, no matter how much fame I get or don't get. I just want to be a regular dude, man.
How good when you guys last last year, given the disappointing ending, it seemed like there was so much talent on your team?
You know, we were great, man. You know, fame took us all by storm, and we were a young team, no excuses, but you know what happens, we crumble, we beat some great teams, and then we crumble, but Cleveland State played a great basketball game, man. They deserve that win.